Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Okay, it's something that irks me. And you know, I don't like to be irked. I don't get irked as much as I used to, though, Riggins.
I would say you've... That's not true.
Okay, well. Some people have taken to the BuzzFeed. Well, this story came from BuzzFeed. I think they took to the X to pose this question to people. It says, people born before the year 2000, what trivial skill do you have that no one uses anymore? So the top five were how to write a complete website using only HTML. Okay. How to use a rotary phone. It says not just dialing the rotary phone, but dialing it aggressively. Okay. How to write in cursive.
Yep.
The ability to rewind a cassette tape using a pencil. Now, they don't make cassette tapes anymore, so how is that a trivial skill? Well, I guess it does fall into the category. But number two on the list, trivial skill you have that no one uses anymore. Proper grammar. Proper grammar. Now, I got news for you, kids. That's not a trivial skill. And it doesn't matter whether people say that they judge you as an adult by your grammar and all. If you want to be in a professional situation or a situation that doesn't have a midway, people judge you by your grammar. They judge you how you speak. They may say they don't, but they do. Professional people who want professional people representing them will judge you. So don't think that they're not. Don't think that it's a trivial skill, because it's not. It means something.
I love that they call it trivial.
I know. It. How stupid is that?
A meaningless thing I can do? Yeah. I can speak well.
A meaningless thing that I can do is use proper grammar. Nobody cares anymore.
No one cares.
Yes, they do. I'm telling you.
That's cap.
That is cap.
Well, even for this job, if somebody came in here, we were looking to fill a position on this show, and the person didn't have at least a pretty good grasp of proper grammar, there's no way we would hire them to talk on the show every day.
Yeah, but we're in the communications field. Do you think it matters everywhere?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Not everywhere, no. I mean, there are certain environments you work, and it doesn't matter. But that's why I say, if you want to be in a looked upon as a professional person, then 9 times out of 10, they're going to want you to use proper grammar. And 9 times out of 10, you're being judged by it. I don't write the rules. I'm just saying that just because somebody says it's a judgment-free zone doesn't make it so.
You're judging.
Yeah.
Can't impose that on you.
No.
Did you clean up Jody's grammar at all?
Yes, a lot.
Did she always take it as, oh, he's helping me? Or were there a lot of times where she was like, would you just let me live my life?
Well, we're out of time here, but what do you think?
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Yeah. Make sure you're subscribing, liking, doing all the stuff you do. It helps us a lot. You know, kind of like when the Methodist Church asks you how much you're going to give the next year to the church. We'd like for you just to go ahead and subscribe, and also we'll be able to plan for next year how good the material is going to be. So, please. Riggins asked a question this morning. He said, I don't know how anybody ever got a date in the 80s using a service. How did that work? Well, it was only in big cities, and these companies would open their doors, and singles would come in and sign up for their service, and they would make a videotape of themselves pitching. Like, this is what I'm looking for in a woman. This is what I have to offer. And then the women say, this is what I'm looking for in a man. This is what I have to offer. And then you could go in and watch other people's videos, and you'd say, I want to meet that person. It was all done brick and mortar style. There was no way to look at it at home.
Right.
You know? So there is a compilation on the internet of some cheesy guys giving their pitch to the ladies. Now, imagine, ladies, if you're single and you're joining a dating service and you go in to see your potential mates, this is the kind of stuff that you have to weed through.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button, because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's why you're wiser than me. It's Steven.
Hi, my name is Phil. Most of my friends call me Big Phil.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
I took a sponge ball and was pulling him out of a little girl's ear. I'm looking for the goddess. Are you the goddess? Who is the goddess? The goddess is the woman, is a woman, is any woman, is all women.
Yeah. A figure that is sexy, slim, tight, excellent legs.
Life is a playground, and I want somebody to play with.
I'm interested in most phases of data processing.
I'm really looking for somebody I can feel special about, and I don't encounter people like that very often, and I'm hoping you're one of them.
Now, that last guy is wearing a full Viking costume.
What's that? What's going on there?
I don't know.
I hope you're one of them.
But that seems like it would only be a Saturday Night Live sketch, and that's really the way it was, I guess, back then.
And what, did you rent these tapes and it just had a lot of people on one tape?
No, I think what happened was you would go into the place and say, hey, I'm here to check to see if there's anybody that I would be interested in. And then they give you, you know, these are the ones that you haven't seen yet. Mm. And you'd sit in a room and watch it and go, hey, I'd like, you know, Phil, actually, Big Phil. I want to.
Big Phil.
Yeah.
My friends call me Big Phil. Yeah. Well, 35 years later, people are calling you a creep, Big Phil.
Yeah. I wonder, though, they probably found matches because the women may have been looking for cheesy guys like that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you're the goddess.
The goddess.
Mm-hmm.
It's women, all women.
It seems like they ought to all be wearing spandex.
I know. It's just like so unbelievably retro and unreal.
And dirty.
And kind of dirty.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Diddy, still the top trending topic today.
I don't know.
Diddy. Based on what we've heard, I've already made my own assessment. I'll keep that to myself. But there were a lot of details unearthed yesterday during a press conference. He has been denied bail. He is being held in Brooklyn, New York. at a detention facility that once housed R. Kelly for a period of time. So Diddy has been up to shenanigans, according to a lot of people, and as part of the ongoing investigation, some of the details, most of the details I can't share with you here on the radio. It's just too graphic and inappropriate and disgusting.
Yeah. It's just yuck.
It's pretty gross. So Diddy's attorney offered up a $50 million package to get him out of jail. They denied that, said he is a flight risk. Although I'm pretty sure if he was on an airplane with me, I could beat him up, and I can't beat up anybody. He's not a flight risk to me, but they say he's a danger to the community. And if you've read any of the details, it certainly sounds that way. Like, he is a dangerous person. Now, you know, he hasn't been convicted of anything, but if a tenth of the stuff is true, it is alarming, and that he flew under the radar for so long. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it all turns out.
Yeah.
We'll see how it all turns out.
Cuff Daddy.
Cuff Daddy is what they're calling him. I know it's an important day for Tech D Rob, the new Disney Plus show, the new Marvel show. Agatha All Along has debuted.
Ooh, I thought it came out tomorrow.
Oh, is it out tomorrow?
Yeah. I thought, but
I think it's out today.
Is that Audrey Plaza?
Yeah.
Is she in that?
Yes.
I saw where she said she wants to make that she wants it to be the gayest Marvel project ever.
Whatever that means. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't know what that means, but Agatha All Along, it's a show about witches, I believe, and initial reviews are very good. So Disney Plus and Marvel need a hit. Rob, is this something that's interesting to you? Scale of 1 to 10? Give me a vibe.
I'd give it about a 6 on, you know, being excited about it. But
is it made for boys like you, though?
Everything Marvel is.
Is it? I thought it was for girl power superheroes.
For girl power superheroes. No, it all does. Is it an important part of the Marvel universe? Not really.
No,
it's not going to affect anything.
It's a spinoff of the one from a couple of years ago called WandaVision.
Okay.
I remember that.
But it doesn't have anything to do with the grand scheme of things, at least as far as I can tell.
Okay.
Because WandaVision, I thought that was the resurrection of the old Jamie Foxx character from In Living Color.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm fit to go.
Remember, yeah, Wanda?
That would have been good.
Wanda. Yeah. You're excited. You watched WandaVision, didn't you?
Every single episode, 3 times.
TJ said he loved it.
So I can't wait to watch this one either.
That's sequel series.
Crazy.
And then today is a National Cheeseburger Day. So enjoy your cheeseburger. Do you understand people that eat cheeseburgers plain, no toppings? Do you get that?
I mean, you mean just the bread and the burger and the cheese?
Yeah.
Not really, no. I don't eat much on them. I eat mayo, ketchup, pickle. That's all I get. But, yeah, you got to have some condiment.
Yeah, you're kind of picky even when you go to McDonald's, so I think that's interesting.
You mean weird?
And I wasn't going
to
use the word.
You think it's not manly to be picky on about things?
No.
Like that, about food?
I didn't even piece it together, but now I will.
Okay.
but fair that's enough. That's what's now trending.
TJ coming up. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Yeah. Miranda Lambert, the singer Miranda Lambert, mm-hmm. and I have something in common. And she is the only other person to publicly have the courage to say this. She said it. I'll give credit where the credit goes. I think she said this on that Bobby Bones show.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he asked her about what she does for Encore, and she said, "I don't do encores. I think encores are weird."
Okay.
You know, I've always said that when the encore became part of the plan, then it's ridiculous to make people, like, you go through the charade of going off stage, and then the people don't leave, and they start chanting, and then you come back out, woo, And then you act like you're, you know, just going to pick another song to play. Okay, well, we got this one. It's just unnecessary acting.
It is acting, but it's exciting. Isn't it still exciting?
No, I would much rather
just go
them leave the performance on a high note and then boom, that was it. Wow, that was great. And then lights come on. Let's get out of here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want a slow song for the encore. Come back after the big ender, the big closer, and then come back with a slow song, I'm upset. But I still think it's fun, even though I know they're going to do it.
You do?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a musical version of Got Your Nose.
Yeah, kind of. It's true. Fooled you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know that they did. It's just their thumb.
Yeah, right.
And you're still like, no, give it back. Give it back.
And no offense, Miranda Lambert, she shouldn't be doing an encore. I mean, I think you got to be at a certain level to pull off the encore thing. Like, just play all your hits at the Miranda Lambert show. Mm-hmm. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. I just want them to end on the best possible song to make people want more, and then just leave. Just get out.
Right.
Just like leave it all out there. Because I think it's an ego deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ego thing for them to go, look at how badly they, you know, you want more of us. You know, you want more of me. You sit there and wait and determine whether I decide you're worthy of more of me. I want to make you feel like, oh no, they're leaving. And then we surprise you and come right back and go, oh, look, your life has more meaning now that we came back. It's a thing.
It's that deep.
Yeah, it is. I just don't like going through unnecessary rituals.
Did Jelly Roll do an encore last time you saw him?
I don't think so.
Yeah, good. That was another one. I'm like, just play all the good Jelly Roll songs. Come on. We don't need the charade.
Yeah. They're all good though.
They're all good.
Yeah. I like more of his older stuff than the new stuff.
Okay.
But it's all good. Mm-hmm. You know. And that's the thing. He hit it. I think, I'm not sure if he did an encore last time I saw him.
Yeah.
But I think if he would have, I would have been talking crap about it. That's what I do. You know, do. What I do.
Yeah.
I talk crap about things. So don't participate in the encore charade anymore. When they end and it's the first ending, leave. That'll show them.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Thank you so much for listening to our show and sharing your life with us. We love you, gosh darn it. We really do. Don't we, fellas? Don't we, gang?
We love them.
Hey, gang. Bye, don't George. We? Don't we love them? Just love them, love them, love them. There is an article, it's one of those behind the scenes kind of things of a certain, career. Like when we tell people how radio works behind the scenes and stuff, this is flight attendants. And they say that, if you are smelling the strong aroma of coffee brewing on a flight, a lot of times they're brewing that coffee, not because anyone has asked for it and all, but they're brewing it to cover up the nasty smell coming out of the bathroom that's right there.
Ugh.
Where they, you know, there's always well, in a plane, they call it a lavatory. It's always right there by where all of the flight attendants' supplies and all are. So, my point in the whole thing is, I get it. It's a good neutralizer of foul odors, I guess, but you should have to be sick before you're doing that on a plane.
Yeah.
You can't hold it. I mean, if you're just saying, oh, well, I feel the urge, so I'm going to use the little plane bathroom,
mm-hmm.
the little jet bathroom.
Yeah.
You ought to have to prove that you've got some kind of a stomach issue going on.
Absolutely. It's crazy. And the fact that there's that many people doing it on the plane is disturbing.
Yeah.
There's a medication for constipation, and their ad shows the brand name, and it says, relief when you need it the most. And it shows a woman carrying her luggage. When you need it the most, like I'm just dying to get on a plane and get some relief from this constipation.
I'm going to take a laxative and then run off to the airport real quick.
Yeah, I pray to God that I'm constipated on an airplane. I mean, the only time I want to be constipated is on an airplane. Relief when you need it the most, just in case you want to.
Yeah, that's stupid.
In the airport, what I've always wanted to do.
Relief when you need it the most as you're going in for a college commencement. Yeah. You're lining up in your cap and gown.
Great. Just what I wanted on my flight to Portugal. Just uncontrollable movements.
Have you ever taken a laxative?
No.
Once it kicks in, that would be the absolute worst. To be on a long flight would be either be at a, on a long flight or at a concert festival. Would probably be, two of the worst places you would want a laxative to kick in.
Yeah. I think I have God's laxative in my body. It's just, I've never had a problem.
A laxative for you is eating lettuce.
That's true.
That's nature's laxative.
A nice big salad.
And it's any kind of lettuce, though?
Any kind of lettuce.
Not just iceberg? Or,
no, it's any kind of lettuce. And now there's a trend on TikTok called the dense bean salad. Have you seen this?
No.
It's just all kinds of beans and raw vegetables packed into a bowl, and everybody's eating this thing. I'm like, I would die. If I ate a raw vegetable and dense bean salad, it would kill me.
Yeah, that'd probably be the only time you ever called in sick for work.
I literally can't come in.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We have a charity called Peyton's Promise, and we use funds from Peyton's Promise to do all kinds of things. What we have up next on the schedule is breaking and entering Christmas, where we break into someone's home and leave a dream Christmas that they weren't going to get because of falling on hard times and whatnot. So one of our biggest fundraisers is our golf tournament, and it's coming up. Is it November 12th or November 11th?
11th.
11th, November 11th. And it's a fun time for everybody but I, because I don't play golf. And then last year, it used to be fun. Riggins and I would ride around on a golf cart and talk to people and stuff like that. But last year, my wife was part of the planning committee and helping and whatever. And so she took my spot on riding around in the golf cart. And I sat up at the clubhouse in an iron patio chair for hours and hours by myself. So this year it may be a little bit more fun for me because Richard Tocato Companies, who's all about mortgages and stuff. If you need him, go to homewithrichard.com. He said that the only way he would have a team in it is if I played on it. And I've never played a round of golf in my life. So,
yeah.
And then he texted me a couple of days ago and said, hey, what if my wife gets some of her friends together for a foursome for the tournament? And then can you and I ride around in a golf cart and drink beer? And I said, sure. I didn't tell him that part about it. I'm getting left up at the clubhouse sitting on a patio chair. So don't tell him. I mean, because we need his money for the entry and all that. So sponsors, teams, however you can participate, we would love it, love it, love it. Go to acetj.com/golf, please, to be a part of it. Now, Riggins, your dad is in his 60s, and he lives in a fancy retirement community on a golf course. He plays golf every day. Mm-hmm. Manly man. Old school.
Old school. Old style.
Yeah. Found out your brother got his eyebrows waxed one time, and they almost came to fisticuffs over it.
True.
Right?
True.
Well, Travis Kelce bought Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, the tight end of the Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback, for Patrick Mahomes' 29th birthday. Travis Kelce bought him a golf bag, a $22,000 golf bag. Would your dad like that if somebody bought him a $22,000 golf bag?
I don't. I mean, how? I can't imagine.
Oh, it's Louis Vuitton.
No. A Louis Vuitton.
He would golf. Not. Your dad would not roll around on the golf course with a Louis Vuitton golf bag in front of all of his buddies. That's what it looks like right there.
Give me a break.
You see it, Rob? You see that?
Yeah, that you're not gonna catch my dad rocking a Louis Vuitton golf bag. Not a chance.
What would he do though if you gave it to him as a gift and said, "Dad, this was over $20,000.
He'd freak out.
Best golf bag you can get.
He'd flip out. He hates when we get him like the nice golf balls." And I'm like, you play every day. We're going to get you the good ones. We're going to get you the Titleist Pro V1s or whatever. And oh, my God, you could have got me Bridgestones. You could have got me Top Flights. I'm like, Dad, they use those at the driving range. So, no, he would not be into that level of luxury on the golf course, I don't think.
Would he tell you to take it back right then, or would he just not use it? He would take it and not use it?
Maybe. We bought him a remote control golf bag one time, mm-hmm. and he took it outside, and the next thing we know, we're looking out the windows. He's chasing his golf bag down the street. It was a head control. It just took off on me. Turn
it up. Turn it out. More Ace and TJ coming up. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Hey, before you get started, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
sorry. But I was about to say, Riggins, the man. Should we bring back You the Man? Should we bring that back?
You the man.
You the man. Who's the man? You the man. Let's bring that back.
You the man?
Oh, yeah,
you the man.
You
the
that?
Man.
Oh.
I'll still say that.
You the man.
I don't use the duh.
Yeah, but it's got to be duh.
Yeah,
you the man. We'll bring that back, and homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play it. Do it all.
Work on both of those.
Is you're the man acceptable?
No. You the man.
You the man. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead, Riggins. You the man.
Now trending. Diddy, you nasty, potentially really nasty. I mean, this is all, it's an ongoing investigation. But some details were revealed about what he was up to in his spare time, in his leisure time.
Now, is this alleged?
This is all alleged. It's okay. Part of the ongoing investigation. He hasn't been found guilty of anything. But there are some shocking details that I don't even think I can talk about on the radio. You just have to go check out the internet about what he was doing and the products and supplies he had on hand for these parties he was throwing.
But before any of this, before any specific allegations of anything, who in the media was the very first person years ago to just blanketly say Puffy is a terrible person?
Lester Holt.
Exactly. And I was second. Lester Holt was first. I was second.
TJ was first. No doubt about it. He was raising the sounding the alarm about Diddy a long time ago.
Yeah. I can just tell when somebody's, as my grandmother would say, rotten to the core.
And from all the details, I mean, obviously none of this is proven, but it does sound like he is just a rotten dude. And then that video of Cassie, I mean, I think that kind of sealed his fate in the court of public opinion. Mm-mm. But now these things are coming out that make it somehow even worse. I mean, it's just really repulsive stuff. So, Diddy, top trending topic today. Mm-hmm. And he's being held without a bond.
Yeah.
They called him a flight risk. They say he's a danger to the community, even though he offered a $50 million bailout package, I guess his attorney did, yeah. And they rejected it.
Man, they held him on remand. That's what we call that in the legal world.
Man.
He's been remanded.
Maybe that's bail. That's good for everybody because I don't know, Diddy, what you were up to.
Now, sometimes if they're a flight risk, they'll grant them an expensive bail and then they have to turn over their passport.
Yeah.
You know, but do you need a passport to fly somewhere on to an island in a private jet?
I don't know. Who knows? Exactly. So, he is the top trending topic today. And something more lighthearted, more fun, more exciting for some people on this show. Today's National Cheeseburger Day.
Yep.
Rob gave us the heads up yesterday off the air that it is, in fact, National Cheeseburger Day. So, you know, I like mine with lettuce and tomato, Heinz 57, French fried potato, big kosher pickle, cold draft beer. But, you know,
see what I did there. Jimmy Buffet song.
R.I.P. Jimmy. So happy National Cheeseburger Day. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right. Riggins has a dad named Big Rig. That's what we call him. And he is an old school manly man. So I have a hypothetical to present to Riggins about his manly man, old school dad coming up next.
More Ace and TJ coming up. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So this is kind of wild. So I was talking to my mom yesterday. 2 years ago, they released more JFK papers. I don't know a lot about the JFK assassination. I obviously know what you learn in school, and I've seen the video of the parade and all that stuff. But I didn't have all the information. Well, 2 years ago, they put out more, released more of these papers, and it was a big deal, big thing. In those papers, my great-grandfather is mentioned. My great-grandfather was the police captain in Chicago in the 50s to early 60s at the end of his career. He was the captain of police. So he appears in some of these papers multiple times.
That's cool.
So I was talking to my mom about it, and she goes, no, I didn't know that. And so I sent her the stuff over, and she was kind of telling me about his history and his dealings with Al Capone and things like that. A lot of those things I didn't know about my own great-grandfather. So I don't know a lot about the JFK assassination, but have you ever heard that phrase, like, my Roman Empire is blank? Yeah. And it's mostly women saying it, but it's the thing you think about a lot. It just sort of dominates your thoughts every single day. My Roman Empire is not the JFK assassination. It is the JonBenet Ramsey murder.
Yeah.
Which was a big deal when I was a kid. 1996, I think. I was 9 or 10 years old when this happened. Christmas Day, this young girl killed in her home. And then everybody knows the case. The parents went through, I think, lie detector tests, things like that. No arrests were ever made.
Solved, yeah.
And she died by strangulation. And a lot of people have their own thoughts about what happened. Now, the mother died years ago. The father is still alive. He's now doing the media rounds, talking about how the police didn't do a great job and how they missed a lot of evidence and things like that. But a lot of people that worked on the case believe that Patsy, the mother, is the one who killed her daughter on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that case happening, TJ?
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
But what made it so big is the fact that JonBenet was a little beauty pageant queen, and she was so small, but in these beauty pageants and stuff, she was in that circuit of things. And then, you know, they point out that the parents were not good parents for forcing her to do those things. And all that. It was when that amateur video and stuff started going around, like in the 90s, where people were videoing stuff, and then it was getting picked up by these tabloid shows and all that.
Mm-hmm. Like, can you believe this little girl?
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that Patsy did it, and she was jealous of her daughter. But I want to know the truth. What's a mystery out there that you would just love to find out the truth to? The one big one. It's your Roman Empire mystery. We'll get your answers at the Ace TJ Show coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So today is National Cheeseburger Day. Rob told us earlier it's 50 cent double cheeseburgers at McDonald's. If you've got the app, if you jump through a ring of fire,
you can crack a safe.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of steps, right?
You just have to have the app and go to the deals of the day, and it's there.
And it's a 50 cent double cheeseburger. It's pretty good. Not a McDouble.
No, it's got the two pieces of cheese, like God intended.
That's like God intended. That's the difference. A lot of people don't know that. McDouble, one slice of cheese. Double cheeseburger, two slices of cheese, same topping. So
I prefer the McDouble, one cheese slice.
Yeah, you've got a weird thing about ratio. Well, so does Rob now that I think about it. He just said it. Rob believes that McDonald's has the best fast food cheese. He said that before. I think so, yes.
Yeah.
And TJ's just okay with it. Mm. So he likes the one slice of cheese. But I did find out the fattest thing ever yesterday. And I didn't know this. Maybe everybody knew this. This is just news to me. If you go to Longhorn Steakhouse, 2 years ago, they introduced a dish called Parmesan Crusted Chicken. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's chicken fillets, and they pound them out and bread them, fry them, and then top it with this Parmesan crust, and they bake it on there. Well, if you go to Longhorn, it was such a hit, it's now become a thing to go to Longhorn. And for $2, you can get any menu item Parmesan crusted.
What?
Ooh. I mean, how fat?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I will tell you, the only thing I ever get at Longhorn is that Parmesan crusted chicken.
Oh, really?
I get it every time I go.
Well, for just $2 more, you can get everything on your plate Parmesan crusted.
I want the filet mignon Parmesan crusted.
They offer some suggestions here. You can get your fries Parmesan crusted. You can even get your soup, your loaded baked potato soup, Parmesan crusted. Now, I don't know how they do it, what the process is. If it's like shake and bake, I don't know. But I just can't imagine as an adult being like, can I add the $2 to get everything Parmesan crusted? It's just too fat.
I can't imagine going to Longhorn and ordering soup either. I just don't.
It's not going to work for you.
No, I mean, I'm there to eat meat.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But at $2, listen, where do you get a great deal these days? Not very often.
It's so good, too. It's so good.
So, like, is it bubbly, melty, crunchy?
Yeah, it's got some crunchy bits in it. Okay. And it's just like probably just a flame-torched.
Yeah,
cheese. I just want to see the person where they say, he said, I want to get that Parmesan crusted. And they say, okay, we can do that. It's a $2 upcharge. Oh, well, forget it.
You can take that right back right now. No,
that's highway robbery.
So enjoy just $2. Yeah, it's fun.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Get signed up for the Ace and TJ Golf Tournament. acetj.com/golf. We're looking for teams of four if you want to play, or you can be a sponsor. acetj.com/golf. We got whole sponsors. You can be a sponsor of the entire tournament. All kinds of great opportunities for you and your business. But if you just want to play, get some friends together. We'd love to have you out there. Ace TJ will be out there. I will be out there shooting video and acting like a dang fool.
And geese.
Maybe
shooting videos and shooting geese.
Sure. Hitting them with putters, all kinds of things. So if you want to get signed up for the awesome Ace and TJ Golf Tournament, it's November 11th, Northstone Country Club. It's going to be a lot of fun. acetj.com/golf. I've been wanting to know the truth about the JonBenet Ramsey case since I heard about it when I was 9 or 10 years old. They never found the killer. A lot of people believe that the mother killed her in an effort to keep her close to her, which I don't understand. But what's the one mystery that haunts you that you would love to find out the truth to? Is there something like that for you? I know a lot of women are true crime fans, so this might be perfect for you. At the Ace TJ Show, if you've got a great one, and there's a lot of these, a lot of people still talking about who killed Nicole. And I think they're talking about Nicole Brown Simpson.
Yeah.
I think we determined that.
Yeah, OJ.
I think OJ did it. And I guess there are groups of people that are like, we didn't have all the information.
Right.
Maybe that's true.
Yeah.
A lot of missing people and things like that. Area 51, the JFK shooting. Amelia Earhart. I thought we did find out about that, the plane that went down.
But she was the first flight attendant, right?
That is incorrect. No.
What is she famous for?
First woman transatlantic flight? I don't remember.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Rob, do you have one like that? Is there a mystery, or you're just pretty content with the world that's put in front of you?
I can't think of anything. But
you're just not even...
I am a very curious person, but... Because I use Google a lot, like whenever I can't remember or can't find something out.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that like bugs me.
Yeah, you got all the...
I want to know what really happened on that day they said that man walked on the moon.
That's what I want to know. Yeah. A lot of people asking about Helen Keller. Was she a total fraud?
Yeah, that's been coming up a lot lately.
It has been coming up a lot. And I think it takes a bold person to bring that to the forefront. Like, I don't believe her. I think she was a fraud. How was she able to fly an airplane? Valid questions. I learned about the fattest thing in history yesterday. And I'm going to tell you about it coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Something super scary happened last night. A stadium-sized asteroid passed by the Earth. A stadium-sized asteroid. I felt that. Did you feel it?
Yes.
That's remarkable because it was, I think, 620,000 miles away, mm-hmm. which seems really far. But in space measurements... That's really close.
Yeah. And I'm a light sleeper, so.
I heard it.
Mm-hmm. We all had a near-death experience then.
Yeah.
I think so.
We almost had a near-death experience.
Yeah. 620,000 miles away from the Earth. Happens once every 10 years. But they did say that's more than 2.5 times the distance from the Earth to the moon. But they said, you know, you never know. It's a big asteroid. Could have taken us all out.
Yeah.
We survived it. We're survivors.
Big asteroid.
That was a big asteroid.
It could have got caught up in our gravity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the orbit around Rob's head alone could have dragged it into the gravitational pull thing.
Shaking that asteroid.
It's a nice asteroid,
baby. Shaking that asteroid.
And much more serious, dangerous news. Diddy was denied bail, $50 million bail that his attorney put on the table. They call him a flight risk and a danger to the community. There was a big press conference yesterday as part of the ongoing investigation looking into Diddy's ties to international sex trafficking and domestic sex trafficking, among many other things. And a lot of details were released about these parties he was throwing. Where you'd have celebrities come over and women under the influence of drugs and alcohol and a lot of the supplies he was providing for these parties that they called freak-offs. Mm-hmm. Really disturbing stuff. And the content was all over the internet yesterday.
Mm-hmm. All alleged at this point.
But certainly.
We do know that he's a bad person. Either way, he's not a nice fellow.
You knew.
I've been knowing that.
TJ has known that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So Diddy, still the top trending topic today. And much more lighter news. Happy National Cheeseburger Day. I'm sure there's deals all over the place.
Yeah.
Are there? Mm-hmm.
But I think you got to be members and carry an app with you and all of that kind of stuff.
The old dog and pony show.
I don't have room on my person to carry all the apps for these places.
I know.
I mean, I keep them in my truck, but I mean, you never know when you're going to need one.
That's why you got the truck in the first place. Yeah. Carry all these apps around. My back is killing me.
50 cent double cheeseburger at McDonald's if you have their app.
Okay, no, that's a great deal. 50 cent, can't get that anywhere else. So we're going to talk about mysteries and which ones you want to reveal the truth to. Coming up next. Turn it up,
turn it loud. More Ace and TJ coming up. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app. Yeah, yeah. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
I don't watch, I know this may be shocking to you, but I don't watch that, the Drew Barrymore talk show.
Yeah.
I don't have anything really against Drew Barrymore any more than I would any other Hollywood elite person. She seems nice.
Yeah.
A little misguided and naive and whatnot, but you know, sometimes she seems a little bit, as my wife would say, dippity doo, meaning dingy. That's what my wife says for dingy is yeah. Dippity doo.
Kind of like a little girl in a woman's body. I get like childlike vibes from her.
So evidently she is remodeling an apartment, or as we say in my hometown of Boston, apartment. She's remodeling her apartment, and she's showing all about it, giving updates every day. And this was a video from that. And then somebody commented at the end, and Riggins, you say this is something that you've got to keep up with, and I agree. I think we've got to keep up with this.
What's going on?
Yeah, so check it out.
So the people who own this apartment before me covered up a window with drywall. I don't know why. And I was like, I know there's a window. I know there's a window. And guess what? It's a window, and we're about to reveal it.
I'm the one that owned this apartment before Drew, and I covered up that window for a reason, and all I can say is, Drew, welcome to your nightmare. Welcome to your nightmare. I cannot wait for you to meet the neighbor.
So,
whatever that means.
First of all, do we believe that he really is the owner of the apartment before her, or he just saw an opportunity to be funny? Because if he did, I love it. I think it's hilarious. Welcome to your nightmare.
I expected a celebrity would have lived there before. Mm-hmm. This is just a normal guy. So it's hard to, I don't know, maybe he's very rich. But that is scary. Whatever that means. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
But how would you have an apartment, a window into your neighbor's apartment?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is it across the street? Or I don't know what the layout is outside of it. But whatever you can see through that window is apparently very disturbing, according to him.
Could it be like a fire escape that connects the other apartment, and the person comes and looks through your window?
Maybe.
I don't know.
You've got a peeping Tom or something.
But so do you think that she will pick up on this, and or there be an update
if
she puts the window in or what?
I hope so. We got to protect Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, and I would only assume that she needs that window there so she can get up in the face of the neighbor when she's talking to him.
Yeah, exactly. And touch him. And
didn't she come out and say that she's having to concentrate on not invading people's personal space and stuff?
Yeah, because it became such a viral thing of her like getting way too close to people. And but they all seem fine with it. If that's like your trick, like, what are you freaking out about?
There were times where, though, I'd seen clips of it looked like she was actually climbing the guests. Latching on her.
She looks like fully a koala. Enthralled.
Yeah.
She's like definitely into what they're saying.
Like a baby koala just hanging on.
Yeah, she does. Mm. But when he says, like, wait until you meet the neighbor, I immediately think, oh, it's a naked old guy. Like, that's what's going to appear outside of her window. It's going to be a crazy old naked guy.
Yeah. So then she may be thrilled with it. Thank God I took the drywall down and I could see this. I bet that's where this is going.
More Ace and TJ coming up. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.